You're listening to SBS News.
Despite defeats for the government in three seats at the weekend by-elections, cutting taxes for companies turning over more than $50 million remains high on its agenda. The cuts have been a signature economic policy of the Turnbull government since the 2016 election and would eventually see all businesses taxed at 25% instead of 30%. But after the by-election losses, some ministers are reportedly urging Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to consider dumping his contentious corporate tax cuts plan. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has told Radio 2GB voters can't see any immediate benefit from the tax cuts.
I certainly accept the economic case for company tax cuts, but there are no votes in company tax cuts because what the public want is money in their pocket, directly, not indirectly. So I absolutely accept that, there's a strong economic case for tax cuts. If tax cuts are worth doing, they're worth doing now. And so I understand why there is this unhappiness.
Mr. Abbott's comments come just hours after Finance Minister Matthias Cormann promised another attempt to pass the cuts through the Senate in mid-August. Senator Cormann is determined to bring the tax relief legislation to a vote during the 2 weeks of parliamentary sittings in August. He's told the ABC the government will again put the legislation to a vote in the Senate in the next sitting fortnight.
Well, that is our position. This is all about what is in the best interests of working families around Australia. The bigger businesses around Australia in many ways are most exposed to the pressures of global competition. They employ many millions of Australians directly.
Malcolm Turnbull has said while he remains committed to securing a competitive company tax rate, there are lessons to learn from the Coalition's failure to win back any of the five seats contested over the weekend. Labor leader Bill Shorten says Mr. Turnbull tried to make the by-elections about Mr. Shorten's leadership when it was really about issues such as the government's corporate tax cuts.
It's Turnbull who ratcheted up the rhetoric on these by-elections. Now he's trying to pretend that there was nothing to see here. Let's see what he does, though, if he thinks that these by-elections were irrelevant to his corporate tax cuts. Panicked Liberal MPs are anonymously saying they need to drop the corporate tax cuts. Well, we could have told that before a by-election.
Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the Prime Minister should either continue to support his corporate tax cut scheme or resign. Mr. Bowen says Malcolm Turnbull needs to be clearer about the government's position.
This has always been the wrong plan for Australia, but we are prepared to fight an election on it. We are prepared to take our alternative plans to the election. Now, are Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison prepared to take their plans to the election, to stick by what they said was their key economic policy? I say this, if Malcolm Turnbull drops his key economic policy, then the Australian people are entitled to ask, what is the point of Malcolm Turnbull?
Independents Tim Storer and Darren Hinch say they're both open to negotiations but will still oppose the Coalition's plan to cut taxes for big businesses. So far, just four of the 10 crossbench senators have promised to support the government on the matter. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.